The El Paso Art Association is a thriving nonprofit arts organization composed of artists from a wide variety of artistic disciplines, as well as patrons of the arts. Membership is open to all artists at all levels of proficiency and all age groups, races, and artistic expression. The EPAA has several calls for artists, including a call for their Arts International 2017 Regional Juried Art Exhibit, which will celebrate the organization's 50th anniversary. Here to tell us all about this call and their other calls for artists are Dorian Clouser and Carla Zanelli. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much for having us.
So 50 years, huh?
50 years for the one that is the big show of the year, the Arts International.
Yes.
That's going to be 50 years. But the El Paso Art Association has been around for 66 years.
Which is phenomenal. I mean, we were talking about that earlier and kind of talking about the legacy of family and kind of how the art and the love and being part of this organization has kind of come through. Can you tell us a little bit about
that? Eugene Thurston was in the original group, and that is the father to Holly Cox, who is still a member and an active artist today. Her husband, Sanford Cox, just recently passed away and had been an active member of the board for the El Paso Art Association. He was not an artist, but he contributed a great deal as both a spouse and as board member, as a lawyer background. So it was really great to have him present at almost every opening.
And I mean, how cool to see that. I mean, you've been around long enough to have those neat threads woven throughout the community. And your largest running show is this one, your Arts International Regional Juried Exhibit. And I know that it's also your biggest show of the year, right?
Well, there's going to be $3,000 worth of prize money, with $1,000 being for the best of show. So that's getting up there back again. It wasn't always some of the best money of the last couple of years, but we've reinvigorated it.
And one thing that's great about Arts International this year is that we're going to have it back at the International Museum of Art, 1211
nice.
Montana. So that's such a gorgeous museum, and we're so happy to bring it back there. So
it's actually something a lot of artists ask for. The opening is going to be September 2nd, and the reception for that event is the next week, September 9th on Saturday.
How do people participate in that call for artists? We're talking about the big one here, the Arts International.
So Arts International, the deadline for that is Sunday, July 16th. And artists can go online to our website at elpasoartassociation.com, and they can fill out the online entry form. And in that show, you have to upload your images because it is a juried show. So everything has to be done on the Art Association website and images uploaded.
To clarify that part, a lot of times you probably have to submit previous works as well as current works, or do you submit the works that you plan to show?
Submit the works you plan to show.
Okay.
And it's a 3-year threshold. You can't enter anything over 3 years.
Oh, cool. So something newer that hasn't been seen before.
Newer. But also it can be all types of mediums, and it can also be something like fiber art, or so it doesn't have to be just traditional work. And sculptures are always welcome. The one thing that is not in the show is photography, because we have a separate juried photography show for that.
Well, just gave me the best segue.
Which we just taught. Well, yes.
Yeah, let's do it. You have a current call for artists for the photography show called the EPAA and IMA, and it is called the Eye of the Camera Show.
International Eye of the Camera. That's the juried photography show.
Okay, so tell us about that.
The International Eye of the Camera Show will be at the International Museum again this year, so we're really happy about that. And it's a beautiful venue, and last year's show was just gorgeous and a knockout. And the online entry has been extended for about 4 days. The deadline was originally Sunday, June 4th.
Which would have been tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So for the folks who are listening today, you have an extra 4 days to enter. And that, similar to Arts International, you have to go online onto our website and upload your images and fill out the online entry form.
Is there a limit on the size of the portraits or images that people can submit for the...
The prospectus is available online.
Okay.
And that gives all the particulars, the specifics that they need to know.
Perfect. So don't forget, deadline for all you photographers out there for the International Eye of the Camera Show has been extended to this Thursday, June 8th. But you also have two other calls for artists. This is really a great opportunity. I mean, if you're an artist or a creative person and you have some work out there, odds are you fit into one of these, if not all of them, right?
Right. So My America, that's a patriotic show, and it can be a lot of different ways that one can do that. An artist or a photographer can enter there, and that will be at the Crossland Gallery. Their prospectus is also online, and that is an opening reception on June the 23rd on a Friday, but things are due ahead for that deadline for the jurying and the judging of the show and like that. People can also go to the venue itself, the Art Junction and the Crossland Gallery, and their hours are from Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 3. And they can call. We are on the computer, so if you go to the website, you can find all the information.
You all are pretty easy to Google. I mean, El Paso yes. Art Association, and it's what comes up. So deadline for the My America, the Patriotic Show, is going to be June 13th. That's next week on Tuesday. And then you've got one more.
We have a call to artists that's called 1-2-3 Friends, Watercolor, Pastel, and Plein Air. And that kind of came about because Carla came into the Rio Bravo Watercolorist show, and that was in February at the International Museum of Art. And she said, you have all these great artists. Why aren't they showing at the gallery that the El Paso Art Association has? And Judy Hampton said, well, give us a show and we'll show there.
Oh, well.
But, actually, we have had some closes of galleries, like the Sunland Art Gallery, and mm-hmm. that was a venue that I was part of. I'm part of Plein Air, and I'm part of the Pastel Society, and this is not only for those organizations. It's open broadly.
Everyone.
But it was sort of with them in mind, so that it's got the word friends, but it's pastel, watercolor, and plein air. It doesn't matter if you're a member of the groups that are called that specifically, and you can be a non-member and still participate in a show. You just pay a little bit more entry fee.
But really, I mean, it does open up the opportunity to become a member of the El Paso Art Association as well. I mean, you all are completely volunteer run, and those dues that your members pay, I mean, go toward doing all this cool stuff.
Right. And for $30, if you're a senior or military, you can be a member of the El Paso Art Association. If you're a student, high school or college, it's $20. And for the general person, it's a $35 fee. You could be a patron or a business. You don't have to be an artist. So there's always a need for money and always a need for supporting the kinds of awards that we give out, the mm-hmm. advertising, even the website design.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of ways to volunteer and to support the local community of arts here in El Paso.
And speaking of, I mean, your volunteers, I mean, while they're working for you, they're also learning important skill sets. I know, you know, hanging an art show, it sounds easy, but it's not.
Yeah, there's lighting and there's math.
Yes.
And that'll get you every time. And then there's being there for a public,
yes.
right? Having the reception, seeing that people are greeted and welcomed. There's a prospectus that's ahead of that, but there's a show catalog almost all the time. And Carla Zanelli has been our director with the El Paso Art Association, and she does a phenomenal job. She really does.
Thank you, Dorian.
No, you really do, because you make sure that we have all the information, you know, so we definitely always share the shows that you have at the Crossland. But then another thing that I don't know if people have forgotten, or maybe we should just mention, I mean, you have the Art Junction, and these are spaces, studio spaces that artists can rent, sure. which, you know, when you all opened was just beyond out of this world, you know, and now it's sure. thriving, right?
Sure. Well, it started just as a few spaces, and then it grew, and they added more studios. So now we have 35 studios.
That's incredible.
And actually, we have some studios available. So I do want to get that information out to artists if they are looking for a space to come to do their work. It's 24-hour access for any artist who would like to rent a studio. And we have different pricing for different size studios. So we have a smaller studio that might be $120 or something a little larger that might be $150. So anyone can come in. I can show them around upstairs at the Art Junction, or they can call. I can give them some information. But seeing it visually is probably best, because the studios are all different. Some have windows, some not. We just participated in the El Paso Studio Tour. So sometimes we'll get together and do group functions. So it's a really great creative place for people to come. We have photographers up there. We have jewelers up there. So it's very rare that we have spaces available. Uh-huh. So if anyone's interested, please call the gallery or come on into the Crossland Gallery.
And if you don't know where it is, it's 500 West Paisano. It's near the El Paso Depot. So I go kind of back behind the El Paso Civic Center, connect, and then turn left. They're on the right. It's a two-story building as you see it, and it says Art Gallery. There's parking in front and on the side. So if you haven't been there and you'd like to do some live drawing, there's also live drawing there weekly, and that's from 5:30 to 8:30, and it's a $10 cost to supply money for the model. We're always looking for models, and you can call the office for details if you're interested in that.
There's also this really neat program that you all do with soldiers. Will you tell us about that?
I've worked a lot with John Robbins this year with the Soldier Art Workshop at Fort Bliss. They have a Skies program for students. That's people in elementary school. And then they have for adults, and that could be an age 14-year-old student or adult. That is for veterans. It started with people who were maybe in need of some therapy to have art as a way of having release. But it is for anyone who is active, their spouse, their family, a veteran, anyone who's interested in that can look on the website for the El Paso Art Association, and you can donate also with a Visa card right there on the website. John Robbins and Christina Robbins have been a supporter of this with the idea that they knew someone who committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, art is a release valve. And if it's not for the humanities, where are we? So if we could do something to make the community at whole heal with war and other things. My sister, Lisa Montoya, has been in the military, and she's not now. But she went away to Iraq 3 different times, mm-hmm. Once in the military and twice as a person who had a contract. And I can tell you it's a difficult thing to deal with as a relative, and it's a difficult thing to deal with as a person who's really in a totally foreign environment.
Well, it's important work that you're doing, though, and it's everything is through the arts, and it's all through this association, and it's pretty incredible what you all are doing. So by all means, you know, support the El Paso Art Association, become a member, go to a show, submit your artwork. I mean, we just talked about the 4 calls for artists. And if you need more information, just go to their website. It's elpasoartassociation.com. Today, my guests have been Dorian Clauser and Carla Zanelli from the El Paso Art Association. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marina.